Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome to Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio. It's Muhammad Ilya with you with Hadith of the Day that is about how to interact with people by the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny. This Hadith is that قال رسول الله أنا زعيم ببيت في ربض الجنة وبيت في وسط الجنة وبيت في أعلى الجنة لمن ترك المراء وإن كان محقا ولمن ترك الكذب وإن كان هازلا ولمن حسن خلقه. The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings of God be upon him and his progeny, said, I guarantee a house in the outskirts of paradise, a house in the middle of paradise, and a house in the highest part of it. For whoever abandons arguing, even if he is right, for whoever abandons lying, even if he is joking, and for whoever improves his character and manner. Dear listeners, we have some terms in this hadith. We have mara. Mara means debate and protest against the words of others without having a religious purpose or intention. You know, having discussion and to show that you are right. It was about mara. And we have kadhb in this hadith. You know, kadhb in Islamic terminology is counted as of grave sins. Imam Hassan al-Askari, peace be upon him, says the evils, all evils are kept in a house and its key is lying. جُعِلَتْ الْخَبَائِثُ فِي بَيْتٍ وَجُعِلَ مِفْتَاحُهُ الْكَذِبُ. All evils are kept in a house and its keys lying. And the next term is husnul khulq, means being of a good manner and characteristic. You know, being tolerated and patient, being protective and supportive to others. You know, as we are of social being, human is kind of social being, so he interacts with others, so he needs to improve his characteristic and his, say, social manner. We must be patient and protective to others. It is a verse in the Holy Quran about Ar-Rahman al-Ladina yamshuna ala al-ardi hauna. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And the servants of the All-Beneficent are those who walk humbly on earth, and when ignorant address them, say peace. It means when, deliberately or, I don't know, unintentionally, we have some problems with others. Or I know others try to make us, you know, angry, you know, let's say anxious. So in this way, we should try to have kind of tolerance, I know, having a peaceful connection and relationship with others. This was a hadith of day on Iran Radio with me, Muhammad Ilya, and the title was How to Interact with People, with Other People. May God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Bye for now.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد